What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, old bud Ryan Horvat from BetMGM, BetMGM Nightly. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Missed talking with you.
Yeah, it's been a while, Ryan. Ryan, I'm going to throw it to you right off the bat. Last year I told you this time, and I'm going to repeat it. I think the Bucks are the team in the NFC South. They have stability at quarterback with Baker Mayfield. I was a little concerned more with their defense than what they would have on offense. And that's a strange thing to say about Todd Bowles' coach team. But my concerns were there more than they were on the offensive side of football. I feel the same way this year, that the Bucks, that they're still the top team. They're one of the few teams in the NFL that have all five starting offensive linemen return. I mean, in the same position. So, man, you got something there if you're the Bucks. So my thing is, who's playing for the second place deal here? Is it Atlanta with Michael Penix Jr.? We know certainly with the Saints with Tyler Shuck. And Carolina, we saw last year late. Ryan, they made a run at this, and they played some really difficult games against tough teams. They ended up not winning all of them, but they were in there swinging and lost it at the end. So who do you look at, or do you feel like me that the Bucks are clear cut? They're the number one team in the NFC South, and who would you have as the two spot?
You know what's funny is last year I liked Atlanta coming into the season. I didn't know how how healthy Kirk Cousins was, and he never was healthy, unfortunately, and got benched for Michael Penix, who showed some flashes. But I'm with you. I tried to fade to bet against Tampa last year, just thinking, okay, well, now Dave Canales has left, and now we're going to see Baker Mayfield go back to being Baker Mayfield. Instead, under Liam Cohen, you know, he had the best season as a pro, and he threw 40 touchdown passes. So as long as he stays healthy, you brought up the offensive line. I know Mike Evans is another year older, but as long as he plays 14, 15 games, we know he's going to have an 1,000-yard season. I like their young skill position players. I really like Bucky Irving. I like all their running backs. So I'm with you. Tampa's probably the team to beat, but I do have some concerns about the defensive side of the ball, like you said. I kind of like Atlanta again. Michael Penix, a full offseason now where he's the guy. He can make all the throws. I think he's a little bit better of an athlete than a lot of people give him credit for at Indiana. They just kind of ran him into the ground. The last couple of years here, they've spent money on the defensive side of the ball. This finally should be the year, man. Like, we keep waiting for Kyle Pitts. I like Drake London. Bijan Robinson might win Offensive Player of the Year. So I do like Atlanta's ceiling. And then, you know, the Saints are the ultimate wild card with a new coaching staff, and we don't really know how good Tyler Shuck is, and he's a rookie quarterback. But you never know. It's the NFL, and that's what I love about this league. And then you brought up Carolina. A lot of people like Carolina to win the division, a lot of sports bettors that I know, because of the price and because of the flashes that Bryce Young showed, especially those final 4 or 5 weeks of the season. I love the Tet McMillan draft pick. Now, Adam Thielen doesn't have to be the number one wide receiver, or Xavier Legette. You know, they're complementary pieces. And Tet McMillan's your classic XY receiver, jump ball guy. He's going to be a red zone threat. So if I was going to look for like a long shot man, it would probably be Carolina. But like you said, the smart money is probably Tampa Bay. You know, but I think second place for me at least would be Atlanta, as long as, you know, Michael Penix can play the position. And if the defense actually shows up every week.
Yeah, that's the big question mark. Can they get a pass rush? Going into the season, what is the biggest concern for you with the Saints? Certainly, if you take out the quarterback spot, and that's a big takeout at this stage, because you really don't know, and I think all of us really believe that if he's not starting game one, it would certainly be a bit of a shock. But Tyler Shuck seems to be the guy they've handed the baton to. Other than that spot, which is major, what are you looking at as the biggest concern for you for the Saints in 2025?
I think for me, it's just – so I like Kellen Moore. That's why last year I was really high on Philadelphia. I love the coordinator hires. I love Vic Fangio on the defensive side of the ball, even though it didn't work out in Miami. And I like Kellen Moore. There were a couple weeks, though. You know, Philadelphia, even with all those weapons, and they go on to win the Super Bowl. So this is like, you know, me just trying to point something out. But there was just times where I was like, man, this is a very vanilla offense. And they had some injuries, like, during the season. It also helped that they had Saquon Barkley they could just hand the ball off to. But for me, that's what it is. You know, first-year head coach, you know, everybody loves Ben Johnson, but you could say the same thing about him. You know, offensive-minded guy. But is he going to have control of that locker room, right? Like, I think that that's how you change or you rebuild and you build culture, I feel. Like the Lions, Dan Campbell goes in there and he's like, hey, we're not the same old Lions anymore, and brought like an attitude and a toughness. We'll find out how good he is this year now without his two coordinators. But that's what worries me a little bit, man. You know, the coaching staff, you know, how long is that going to take to gel, especially with the team? And it's almost like I'm just wondering what their identity is, too. You know, is this a full rebuild? Are they still trying to compete? Is a guy like Chase Young going to play all 17 games? You know, could he be a 6.5-7 sack guy? Because that's what his season prop is, man. It's 6.5 sacks. And last time he had even 6 sacks was his rookie season. But he's been really good against the run. So I think that's just my concern, man. Do they have the right guy as the coach? And that's the crazy thing about this league. We see guys get the job, next year they're out. So I feel like he's probably got a couple of years, which is good, 2 to 3 years, but that's what I want to see. Can he coach?
The thing is, in the AFC, I think I've not heard anybody talk about somebody winning it all other than Kansas City. And you could understand that with Mahomes, or Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, or Buffalo with Josh Allen. In the NFC, it's seemingly the Eagles have a clear cut above everyone else. We had Jen Hale on from Fox Sports last week, and she knew that my pick to watch out for in the NFC, it would be Green Bay. Her feeling is she goes with the 49ers. What team do you think makes this a real competitive year in the NFC and could challenge the Eagles to get to Super Bowl Sunday in the NFC?
Yeah, for me, it's I'm also on San Francisco. And it's funny because last year everybody on the show was calling me crazy because I bet them plus 250 not to make the playoffs. I was like, the Super Bowl hangover is a real thing, especially when you lose in overtime, something that we've never seen, in walk-off fashion, a game that you probably should have won. You had Mahomes right where you wanted him. And they had been healthy. I know Brock Purdy's elbow exploded a couple of years ago in the playoffs. They didn't have a quarterback that could throw a forward pass. But other than that, they've had some good health, man. And these guys are getting a little bit older. I think this is their last run, though. I still really like Kittle. He's only, I say only 30 years old. They just gave him a big contract. I still think that he's one of the better tight ends in the league. McCaffrey, I think you got to kind of use McCaffrey a different way because they have Garendo, Isaac Garendo, the other running back that I really like. Maybe McCaffrey isn't a 2025, you know, handoff touch kind of guy anymore. I mean, we remember obviously his dad, a great wide receiver, and he's a really good, you know, route runner. I'm not saying make him a slot receiver, but you know, maybe you limit his carries until you get a little bit later on in the season if you want to make a run. And then the defense is what I'm not in love with for San Francisco. But I like that they bring back Robert Saleh. I know it didn't work out him as a head coach with the Jets because it's the Jets. But, I mean, you know, when they were competing for Super Bowls a couple of years ago, he was the coordinator. I do like San Francisco. But I'm with you, man, on Green Bay. I can't come on the show, though, and give that pick because people will just call me a homer. but I really like the value on them. 28-1 on Jordan Love to win the MVP. For the first time in, what, two decades, they go out and get a wide receiver in the first round. And I think he's the perfect complementary piece, just because if you look at his route tree, what he does, he's going to be the burner guy. You know, you could stick him in the slot. They already have good possession receivers in Romeo Doubs and Dontavian Wicks. Christian Watson probably won't play next year until later on. But, you know, if he does come back, he's a weapon. And, you know, the only thing I didn't like about Green Bay, Mike, is they drafted a guard last year in the first round when I thought that they should have went wide receiver or defense. And then they pay Aaron Banks. And I know he's a really good run-blocking guard, and they want to pound the rock still with Josh Jacobs. But it's just like, that's a lot of money to invest at the guard position. But, you know, if the defense, if like some of these guys could step up and show up, Lucas Van Ness, you know, like it's time for him to do something. Rashawn Gary should be a double-digit sack guy. My concern with Green Bay is the secondary. I thought they were going to work it out with Jair Alexander. Instead, he goes to Baltimore. Now I'm worried, who's that shutdown corner? You know, I really like Nate Hobbs, who they bring in, but he's more of like a nickel. So that would be my concern. Can the defense compete? Because that division did get better. I don't know if the Bears are going to be a double-digit win team this year, but I do think that Ben Johnson can turn that thing around, and I think Caleb's eventually going to be good. Detroit, I think, takes a step back. A lot of outside road games for Jared Goff, and no Ben Johnson. He's threw 4,000 yards three straight years. Now Ben Johnson's gone. We forget Jared Goff was benched for John Wolford a couple of years ago, so let's see if, you know, he could perform the way that he has. But I'm with you. It would be Green Bay as, like, the sleeper pick, but I do like San Francisco to bounce back this year. Everybody's paid, everybody's happy, and Robert Saleh's back. So I do think that they could win the Super Bowl this year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, Ryan, looking at BetMGM's odds, outside of the Eagles, Lions, and the 49ers, there's those two teams that are tied for fourth place as far as the NFC Championship winner, and it's the Rams and the Commanders. And Mike and I have talked about the Rams as the team that really gave the Eagles a scare in their play in their Super Bowl run this past year. And then the Commanders, and banking on, you know, Jaden Daniels, are you buying stock into him after he makes the NFC Championship in his rookie campaign, sets the world on fire, the former LSU Heisman winner? I want to get your thoughts on the Rams and the Commanders, who are both plus 900 to win the NFC Championship.
All right, so this could backfire on me because I love Jaden Daniels. I bet him a couple years ago to win the Heisman at 18-1. I bet him to win Rookie of the Year. I thought he would be a better rookie than Caleb. You know, now I think Caleb is going to be better because he's going to be under center more, more bootleg stuff, you know, more 12 personnel, the Colston Loveland pick. I like Jaden. My only worry was, man, when he has to go to that second read. And then he just balled out his rookie year. I mean, he did not look like a rookie. Obviously, he played in the NFC Championship game. The only reason I'm going under on their win total and would not bet them to win the Super Bowl is I worry about that defense. They overexceeded all of our expectations because they were so well coached. But they play a tougher schedule. They go from playing also you know, one of the easiest schedules in the league now to one of the toughest. A lot of primetime games, man. And the other thing that scares me a little, like, they had some fluky wins. The Hail Mary, remember the Bears were a two-loss team. They lose on that Hail Mary. They can't win a game to save their lives, and the Commanders go on that run. But I'm going to fade them this year, and I'm with you on the Rams if, and you could say this about every team, if they stay healthy. I love Stafford, but he's pushing 40 years old. I love Devontae Adams, but he's 32 years old. And sometimes, you know, that drop-off with wide receivers happens quick. I like Puka. Is the defense going to be as good as they were last year? We all like Jared Verse, but can the secondary hold up? The sleeper team, like, in the NFC, actually, and people are going to laugh when I say this, I kind of like the Arizona Cardinals, man, a little bit. Again, Kyler has to actually stay healthy and not be a complete disappointment the second half of the season. But Marvin Harrison Jr. should be much better. McBride is a really good tight end. And I love their draft, and they spent a lot of money on the defense and in free agency. And if Jonathan Gannon doesn't win 10 games, he's probably out. I like a coach, like, you know, on the hot seat. I don't know if that they're a Super Bowl team, but at plus 150 to make the playoffs, I like Arizona. But the thing that scares me, man, is how many teams are we getting from the West in the playoffs? Because I already said I like the Niners to win it all. I'm with you on the Rams. So then do the Cardinals also win 10 games? So, you know, the Rams should be the ultimate boom team if they stay healthy. But, you know, that's the only thing that worries, man, is if Stafford goes down, you know, if Devontae goes down, you know, that would be my only worry. Is they're a little older.
And they're paper thin at every position. Paper thin. I like what you said about the Cardinals. I think Gannon can coach. And why I say that in watching them, man, they play hard. They don't have the best talent, but they play hard for Gannon each and every week. And I think that's an attribute to him, that they play like that. Again, we'll see what happens with Marvin Harrison Jr. He's got to step up his game. Talk about step up his game. Which is the real Bryce Young? The one we saw at the end of the year or the one we saw at the beginning of the year? So I'm going to get your comment on it, because the Bryce Young we saw at the end of the year played a lot like the Bryce Young we saw at University of Alabama. That he was really making those dart throws, throwing it between arms and hands. He didn't have great receiver, like you brought up with Leggett and an aging Adam Thielen. Now you bring in McMillan to help out. But is Bryce Young the real McCoy?
You know, I think he is, Mike, to be honest with you. I don't know that he's, like, ever going to win an MVP. I don't know that he's an all-pro or a top 10 or 15 quarterback. But I think he's an NFL starter. And, you know, 2 years ago, I did not think that. I mean, there were some really bad moments. And then again, last year, there were some bad moments. But the second half of the season, he really showed flashes. I always compared his game at Alabama. Like, I was like, you know who he reminds me of is, like, the football version of Steph Curry. Because when Steph Curry went into the NBA, we were like, oh, man, I don't know if, like, this guy's going to make it. Just shooting 60-foot threes nonstop. And he changed the way basketball was played. I said that because, you know, Bryce, he's so little, man. He's just like, he looks like a little guy, but he can make the throws. He's got a rocket for an arm. And let's remember, like you just said it, he hasn't had any wide receivers. I love Adam Thielen, but, you know, he's probably a number two or a number three at best at this stage of his career. Leggett was only a rookie last year, and he still showed flashes. I mean, there were some games, they almost beat some good teams down the stretch there too. So I do think Bryce Young's an NFL starter, but this is a big year, right? We can't have a mess of four games, five games, and he gets benched again, because that's what I worried about with him, his confidence. You know, and that's why sometimes I ripped it, because I'm a Rodgers guy. I didn't love the Jordan Love pick, but hey, like a lot of people didn't like the Aaron Rodgers pick. Sometimes these guys have to sit. It's such a tough position to play, but when you're the number one overall pick, you know, nobody's going to sit you anymore, so you don't get time to learn. But I just think that he needed to refine his confidence, which he did. And I think, you know, he needs some help, some weapons, and better play calling. And he's got that now. So I actually think that Bryce Young's going to have a pretty good year.
Ryan, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about the college football futures, kind of looking at the national championship winners. You know, you got Ohio State is, you know, top odds to repeat alongside Texas at plus 500. Georgia's up there. It's a lot of the usual suspects, Georgia, Penn State, Oregon, Clemson, Notre Dame, Alabama, LSU all following suit. Just want to get your thoughts on who's your pick and, you know, if there's any kind of value plays that you like there too.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So first off, I think I told you guys already, my biggest bet is LSU over 8.5 wins. Brian Kelly doesn't win 9 games this year. It could be rough for him. And I'm a Notre Dame fan. He said he finally has all the resources to win a national title. It's at least time to make the playoff. I like Nussmeier. You know, I like some of the pieces, obviously. They got some guys that need to stay healthy in the wide receiver room for sure, but I love them to at least win 9 games this year. But that schedule is so brutal. I'm going to go with Texas. I know there's a trendy pick, and everybody loves Arch Manning. I want to see a bigger sample size before I'm going to, like, call him the next big thing or the number one overall pick. But I like Texas because I'm a Sark guy. Outside of when he called that pitch play on first and goal on the 1 yard line that cost me $500, I've always been a Sark guy. Texas has a ton of talent, man. Tough schedule. I like them week one against Ohio State. They're 3.5-point dogs. So Texas is my play to win it all. I like LSU over 8.5 wins. And I've never said this before because I'm not the biggest Dabo guy, guys. But I like Clemson this year. And I think Cade Klubnik might be the number one overall pick. He really showed me flashes. And Clemson has just not had any wide receivers that could create separation. They haven't had a T. Higgins or a Sammy Watkins in a long time. They finally went out and got some guys. And they finally spent some money. You know, I know Dabo doesn't want to go into the, you know, doesn't want to do the NIL stuff, but he's got to. So I like Clemson as well. I think they're like 16-1. So Clemson, Texas for me.
Over and under at what is Arizona State's over and under wins this year?
Ohio State is 10.5.
No. Arizona State.
With Sam Leavitt.
Oh.
The Sun Devils.
Oh, Arizona State. Yeah. They're 8.5, I believe, for them.
I would bet the over. Man, I watched Sam Leavitt and Manning. I told Charlie because he asked me who was the most impressive in Klubnik, and Nussmeier certainly looked terrific there. So did Lenora Sellers. You see a different guy mechanically. But who really impressed me? Sam Leavitt, a guy that transferred from Michigan State. Man, Ryan, I'm telling you, he lit it up there, and he can move in that pocket. Arizona State is not a one-year flash.
I'm with you. I love Kenny Dillingham, man. I mean, he's young. That's the kind of guy that you want to hire, and he's a winner, man. I'm with you. I think that you win double-digit games again this year, even without Scadabo.
I agree with you. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy.
Thanks, boys. Do it again.
All righty.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan Horvath from BetMGM, BetMGM Nightly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.